So with this week's Democrat National Convention to choose their presidential nominee in Chicago, I was trying to figure in my mind what would be the best song to describe this week's events. Now, I'm sure those in the Harris campaign would probably want you to believe it's something like this. Well, obviously, that classic song doesn't fit, because I think if the Democrats do get power again and get all levers of government again, some of the most miserable days will be here again for this nation. So no, Happy Days would not be here again, even though the delusional would like you to believe that. Of course, we could think back to a more nostalgic time, like the Democrat convention of 1968. And I can even remember in the early 1970s, as I started my radio career, how great it would be to be at one of the big radio stations in a city like Chicago.
My kind of town, Chicago is my kind of town, Chicago. Yeah.
Well, somehow I think the Chicago of many, many decades ago is not the Chicago of today. Matter of fact, even in 1968, there were some questions about Chicago then and how the 1968 Democrat National Convention was held, and all the rioters and how they were dealt with by the Chicago police. Remember this song from Graham Nash?
Politicians, sit yourselves down, there's nothing for you here. Won't you please come to Chicago for a ride? Don't ask Jack to help you, 'cause he'll turn the other ear. Won't you please come to Chicago, or else join the other side?
So I kept scratching my head trying to think what song will fit this week's convention of the Democrat National Committee in Chicago. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, the perfect song, the one that fits this to a T, it came to mind.
They got you.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. A brand new week. We're beginning to run out of month. I'm realizing in a week and a half from now, we are going to be in the month of September. Where did this summer go? Where has the time gone? It is hard to believe that 2 weeks from today, when we bring you Truth to Ponder on that Monday, we will begin our fifth year of doing this program literally uninterrupted. We started the program back in the year 2020, and we complete 4 years at the end of this month. And so it begins our fifth year. And what will this year bring? It's hard to tell. We have tried to chronicle for you many of the events of the world. Sure, some of the news that we've shared you could probably get elsewhere. Some of the commentary we've shared is similar to other commentary you may have heard or read, because there's a lot of like-mindedness among conservatives and Christians when it comes to certain stories. The hardest part of doing this program and all this time is ensuring that the stories that we share with you are accurate, true, and dependable. The one thing that we have been very careful of and will continue to be equally as careful about going forward is to try to find you the stories that many of the other outlets are hesitant to bring you because they're more concerned about income and a larger audience. They don't want to be accused of being clickbait or fake news. They don't want to do the research. many news sites that I've seen, all they do is regurgitate the same things that other sites have with just, you know, more catchy headlines to get you to read the same stuff over and over again. I try to find stories, and have from the very beginning, that mean something to you, to warn you of some of the trends that I believe are coming. And I look back now, and I've got a few stories today. We're going to share a number of stories. I'm not going to speak much about the Democrats, for the first half of this week. Let them do their thing, and maybe we'll discuss it a little later. There's no telling, and as I say, I'm recording this program before the convention opens, so who knows what's going to happen today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's, you know, it is what it is. And we'll get around to discussing it later. You'll be able to see plenty of stories about the convention in real time. And when the dust settles and we have a moment to look back and realize what we just witnessed, I can predict this much. It'll be a huge public relations and propaganda event. The mainstream media will just fawn all over whoever the candidate is, and everything that they do is just so perfect. You got to remember, it's these same morons at Mind Syphilis NBC. It is the same idiots at CBS, the same curmudgeons over at ABC, the same sold-out idiots at CNN that have sold their souls to an ideology that is anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-human. To be quite blunt, they've sold out. They are soulless, reprobate, demonic individuals. They're doing the work of demons whether they recognize it or not. They willfully get on the TV and lie to you every day. Remember, as it's been said hundreds of times in the last week, go back to sometime in early June, late May. Everybody in the mainstream media was telling you that Joe Biden is the best Biden ever. He's as sharp as a tack. He's ready to take on the next 4 years. Don't listen to what those conservatives and weirdos are telling you. Biden is the guy. And there was also talk back in March and April and into May about the greatest danger to the Biden ticket was the, shall we say, dragging along Kamala Harris and her increasingly unpopular numbers. How fast some people forget. I guess a few months is an eternity in politics. There were stories after stories in the mainstream media, not just conservative media, not just alternative media, not just something else. I'm saying quietly being said in USA Today, the New York Times, Washington Post, many of the networks, there was the rumbling that maybe Kamala Harris may be a drag on the ticket, and maybe they need to figure some way to jettison her and get somebody more likable on the ticket, because this would help in getting an older candidate elected, knowing that if something should happen to Grandpa Biden, well, at least we have somebody that is capable of doing the job. Maybe it should be a Hillary Clinton, or maybe a Gavin Newsom, or maybe a Michelle Obama. These names are being batted around as one of two things: a replacement for the vice president, or if anything really went bad, as a replacement for the top of the ticket. But everybody kept telling you, Biden is as sharp as a tack. He's not, and he kept saying, I am not stepping aside. I am not backing out. I am not leaving. I refuse to go. And Kamala Harris, of course, hasn't done anything of any consequence except, well, make a fool of herself for almost 4 years. I mean, all she's done is burn through staff and make an idiot of herself. Her laugh, I mean, people say, well, Republicans should stop making fun of her laugh. I'm not going to stop, because it's indicative of who she is. She is unworthy. that laugh just covers up her evil heart. And so, no, I'm not going to forget about her cackling laugh because it hides her evil and extremely bitter heart. I wonder what she really believes in at times. I wonder some of the things that she says and she does. What does she really believe? Is it all about her? It's certainly not about the good of the United States. If she really believes she's doing the good of the United States, then she is deeply, demonically delusional. Her record in the Senate, her record as a prosecutor in the state of California are dismal. They're an embarrassment. And yet we are to believe she is ready to step into the Oval Office and on day one undo all the damage of the last 3.5 years to which she's been a party to. Like I say, I have no idea what's going to happen at this convention. Anything could happen. I said it last week. I'm not saying it will, but I'm saying given what we've seen in 2024, absolutely nothing surprises me. I mean, face it, as I just said, in May and June, Biden is sharp as a tack, the best Biden ever. Maybe Kamala is the problem with her, you know, her popularity only in the 20 percentile bracket. The only thing that is considered worse than her was the United States Congress. And that's pretty pathetic. Their numbers and her numbers. And somehow, and I really know and you know that the entire debate on June 27th, an early debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump was a staged event, and I say staged by the Democrats. And I think that they had one or two possibilities. Either Trump says, I'm not going to debate, then they have a tool to go against him, or this would be a great opportunity to see if they can actually push Biden over the finish line. And it became evident in a matter of minutes, that he couldn't do the job. And I watched that debate and I was shocked that right out of the starting gate, when you look at the two people that were doing this moderating from CNN, Trapper and Bash, those two went right after Biden out of the starting gate. You know they got their marching orders. This was not something that they concocted or did by themselves. Lest they be, you know, minimized and deplatformed and canceled out because how dare you go against the establishment. The mainstream media does what they are told. They have no will. They have no ability of their own to do anything. When you work for the mainstream media, you toe the company line or you're fired or you're gone or you're given a terrible time slot where you want to leave. That's just the way it's played. If you ever think for yourself and go against the established narrative, you're toast. Ask Tucker Carlson, the so-called conservative Fox News, which was taken over by the kids and grandkids, is becoming more and more to the center and toward the left. In other words, it's all about making money, not about giving you the news. It is controlled opposition designed to look like we have a two-party system. But truly, we don't. I'm sorry when you got people making $35 million a year to talk to you, you know, about how poor people should get, you know, do better. I have no use for them anymore. I just don't. And every time Tucker Carlson got closer to being over the target, things got risky and they went after his sponsors and then he was gone. And I wish him the best in this environment. Good luck. I know he's doing well. We live in a time where the media is just liars and propaganda artists. I had a guy write me an email and challenging something that I said last week. I think it was on maybe the 15th last week, last Thursday. And I made this statement about what was going on in Germany toward the end of World War II. And the guy said, you know, you're giving misinformation. No, I'm not. I've talked to people that lived in Germany. Married U.S. servicemen after the fact in the late 40s and 50s. Yeah, that happened. I knew a dear lady that lived through it. Knew people that had gone to war, never came back, and those that came back were severely injured. She knew the real story. A lot of the Germans, they did know. I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't, but the machinery kept trying to spin one or two lies. Number one, you know, it is difficult. It is bad. We need everybody to fight to save the fatherland. And then, but we have hope. We have miracle weapons on the horizon any day now. And, you know, you had the V-1, V-2, and even V-3 rockets, you know, firing into London. They were working on the atomic bomb. The United States, the fighter planes flying over Europe were seeing something new. The ME-250, you know, the jet 253, I mean, the first jet aircraft. The Germans were very industrious, but time was running out. But they kept telling their people that they could fix it. Just hang in there just a little bit longer. This guy said, I'm lying. No, I'm not. I told you the truth. Look it up. I pointed out to him that in 1938, before the Germans went into Poland, and that had already been planned, a law was passed that told the German people it is against the law to listen to broadcasts from outside of Germany because it's all lies and propaganda. And if you're caught listening to the BBC or some other radio voice broadcasting in German from somewhere else, you could, you know, be arrested. And as the war progressed, people were arrested, put in jail, put in prison for long periods of time, or even executed for sharing the information that they heard on the BBC or other radio voices that were reaching into Germany, even some clandestine voices. The Germans did their best to use propaganda to the best of their ability. They controlled the film industry, they controlled the newspapers, they controlled the magazines, and they controlled radio for the most part, the best that they could. And I've read enough stories, being someone that's learned about ham radio, that there were a few very industrious Germans that could take these inexpensive radios that the government was telling the people to buy, and they figured out how to get them to receive far better. See, the design of the radio that they were trying to push on the German people was designed intentionally not to pick up stations from that far away. It had reduced input coverage, thereby limiting the number of stations you could pick up. Well, people that knew about electronics figured out how to modify their radio sets to pick up these other broadcasts from far away. And of course, at night, it's kind of hard to, as some of you ham guys know, and old-time folk like me that remember AM radio back in the day when you were picking up radio stations from hundreds, almost 1,000 miles away at night. The Germans did their best to silence any other voice coming in and try to rally the people with a combination of fear and optimism. Even though many of the generals knew the war was lost, and they knew that the miracles that they were predicting or promising to the people were just never going to make it in time, they watched the progress, particularly beginning on D-Day. Well, it really started after Stalingrad fell. That's obvious. The Germans knew about it because soldiers are coming home and quietly sharing what is happening. Yet the official line is not so much that we're losing. It's just that we've had a setback and we need to fight harder. Now, I don't see what I said that was wrong. And I'm sure I'm going to get another angry email. Go for it. I mean, I wish that some of the people that I spoke to in my younger years and in high school that lived through it were alive to tell about it today. But I heard it from their own lips. I heard it from soldiers that were in Germany. And they would talk and interview people, and that's what they were being told. This is the first-hand knowledge. They don't, and the guy then says, you know, you can find out. All you need to use is, you know, artificial, you know, AI will tell you. Well, who's programming the AI? The next level of propaganda here in America is going to be run by AI. Come on and face it. So don't steer me to what will be used as the greatest propaganda tool the globe has ever seen. And don't tell me it's brand new. It's been around a while. What do you think Google and these others use to track down things that they don't want to be see on the internet? It's artificial intelligence. We're just beginning to get into the game now, but they've been in the game for years. And so when you look for something on Google, you must recognize up front that the results are tainted in a direction and you have to really hunt deep to find what you're looking for. Because they either bury it and in some cases hide it altogether. Google is not and never has been and never will be your friend. They control what you're allowed to find, and through their ownership of YouTube, what you're allowed to post and other places, come on. And Facebook, or fascist book as I call it, is another one of those things. Fascist book has only one purpose, to mine information and data and spy on you and sell it to companies and the government. And they do a very efficient job. And I know churches that have said, I don't want a web page. We just use Facebook. Well, then you got a very ill-informed church. If all you're using is Facebook for your church, you better rethink your plan. Now, I'm serious. If all your business uses is Facebook, rethink your plan. Because you can be minimized in a heartbeat on Facebook. You can be deplatformed in a second on Facebook if you say or do the wrong thing. So if you're a church and you give me this line, well, we don't use a web page because we'd have to pay, you know, $5 or $10 a month, and we don't want to spend money. We just use Facebook. It's free. It's free. What did you have to give up for that free? Come on. Well, our church, you know, we're the first whatever church and at gmail.com. Well, then they're reading all your email. Your email is no longer private. And we store stuff on Google Docs. Well, they get to read them too. Read the terms of service, people. Know what you're getting into. We're living in a time, and I've got some stories here about how information is going to be increasingly controlled moving forward, even here in the United States. They want to put a council together here in the United States for the public good of the American people. And this council and anyone and anything that emanates from them will have control. And they have had control of the United States for the past half century. And these are the same people that have been extracting our wealth, running up inflation. You know, I read a story the other day, and it's true. Somebody was posting online a copy of their mother's hospital bill for when that person was, you know, born in 1949. And the whole bill for somebody staying in the hospital, and we're talking for several days, not just for an hour or two. This was a hospital bill for 5 days. 5 days, $79. That was the bill. $79 to be in the hospital for 5 days. Now, granted, with the hyperinflation of going off the gold standard and having our wealth extracted by international banking, and you notice that when things go bad and we have a depression or a recession or a financial setback, the rich get richer and all of us get soaked and more of our money vanishes out of it, basically, and too many people that vote Democrat don't get this. All they say is, well, we'll raise the minimum wage and we'll all be wealthy. Yeah, let's all go. Let's make the minimum wage $500 an hour. Wouldn't that fix everything? Hey, everybody get paid $500 an hour. And then when you go to McDonald's and buy a $5,000 hamburger, maybe you'll understand. But people have been educated in a public education system. They are too unable. They are too ignorant, not so much stupid, ignorant, to understand, because they have been brainwashed into not understanding how economics work, and they are given a false understanding of the economy. Oh, it's always greedy corporations. It's never the government taking money at gunpoint, literally, out of your bank account, from your employer, from you, and then spending it wastefully, which they do, and they don't care. Government produces little or nothing, probably nothing. They become a drain and a drag on the economy, and then they throw in regulations to appease certain groups. I'm not saying corporations are always the best. I can certainly show you plenty of examples, particularly the pharmaceuticals, and a few others that come to mind. But what I've seen in my lifetime, and the numbers speak for themselves. When this nation was founded, gold was, if memory serves me, I may be off by a dollar or two, something like $25 or $27 an ounce. That was gold. $25 to $27 an ounce. That's in like 1787. In 1887, about the same. In 1971, it had only gone up to $35 an ounce. That's really all the true inflation we had from the founding of our nation until the 1970s. Gold was $35 or less an ounce, and it started to creep up. Well, gold is not $38 an ounce. It's not $50 an ounce. It's in the thousands of dollars an ounce. Our money used to be backed by gold. You had gold dollars that if you gave this, you got so many ounces of gold. That's what they were worth. They were gold by, or silver dollars. Everything was based upon gold and silver, a tangible asset. And during 1971 financial crisis, as the U.S. dollar is getting pounded on the world market, we jumped off the gold standard and went to the full faith and credit of the United States. Well, what's that worth today? Not much. That $79 hospital bill, and I mentioned this on another program last week, but in case you missed it, would be about $1,000-some-odd today based upon actual inflation. But then we have the medical markups, as I call it, because of all the government money and insurance and regulation. That $1,000 is now $30,000 or $40,000. It's ridiculous. But you have people that will go to these conventions and say, well, the government needs to fix this. Well, they're the ones that broke it. How are they going to fix it? That's something else. Kamala Harris, on day one, I'm going to do this, this, and this about the border. I'm going to do this about we're not going to tax tips. Well, she was one of those on board to get 88,000 more IRS agents to chase after people with tips. Trust me, the 88,000 agents are not going after the millionaires and billionaires because the millionaires and billionaires have lawyers that are smarter than the IRS. They're going after those that are weakest and can't afford to defend themselves. And so Chicago will be what Chicago will be this week. The lunatic left will coronate their lunatic candidate, and the fawning media will fall all over themselves just saying how wonderful it is, because they're totally delusional. When we get back, I've got a few stories to show you just how delusional the world is. And really, the fight to which we are truly up against.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
As Truth to Ponder begins its fifth year of ministry, we enter a new era of programs and purpose. Since our inception in the summer of 2020, we have endeavored to bring you accurate and vital news and information. We have worked diligently to expose the political bias and the many lies being told by mainstream media, government officials, social media, and tech giants. Many of the stories we have shared over the past 4 years were once labeled as conspiracy theories. Today, those stories have proven true. Did those who lied to you ever apologize or acknowledge their lies? The answer is obvious. They haven't, and they won't. We are now entering one of the most critical times in the history of our world. Artificial intelligence can monitor much of what we do and say online and report it to both the government and private corporations. Artificial intelligence can create false but convincing propaganda narratives in all forms of media at lightning speed, including video and audio. Sorting truth from propaganda is getting harder to do each day. As part of our new emphasis in these historic times, Truth to Ponder will be partnering with other ministries and news sources to increase the amount of factual and needed information you must have in these troublesome times. To meet this challenge, we will vastly increase our efforts to put all of today's events and news stories in the light of God's world. We will be developing study resources and a platform that does not depend on the internet for delivery. We also pray to increase our radio footprint throughout North America and beyond. To meet this new challenge and to grow, we need your prayerful support now more than ever. Would you let others know about this program? Would you be a monthly partner with us? If you can, visit our website at truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. At our website, you can find out how to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online donation processing organization. That website again, truth2ponder.com. You can also support us by making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, spelled C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319. May God richly bless you as you help us spread the truth the world needs to hear.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of Truth to Ponder for this Monday, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I've got a few stories that I really want to share with you on this segment. And they may seem at first somewhat unrelated, but they all really are related to each other in more ways than you could ever possibly imagine. Quick example of one of the stories that's out there. I'm sure a number of you have heard this. I know some have shared some of your thoughts about this. What the WHO, the World Hate Organization, yeah, that's probably more accurate, World Health Organization, the WHO has declared monkeypox. Now they call it mpox. I don't get why they changed it, but I guess they have their reasons. It's now to become a global health emergency. Well, you can never guess what has happened in just a matter of hours after that announcement. A story pops out of Sweden reporting the first case of a new, more dangerous variant of mpox. The first case, by the way, outside of Africa. And now the WHO is warning that we will likely see more cases in Europe in the coming days. And I'm sure they'll be arriving here in the United States just in time for the election. Trust me, just in time for the election. The WHO is warning we'll see even more cases in the coming days all across Europe. And then, how could you ever predict this? A pharma company, the Bavarian Nordic, has announced they can provide 10 million doses of their monkeypox vaccine by the end of 2025. Strange. Thought they could have this stuff rolled out in no time. Well, that skyrocketed their price on the stock market by a whopping 20, almost 27% in just a matter of days. Oh, by the way, Bill Gates had just invested a staggering sum of $55 million into BioNTech just 2 months before COVID. I can't wait to see what he has tied up in mpox. Never forget, they've been trying to float this monkeypox trial balloon for well over a year. I think they recognized they couldn't push COVID that much more. That was kind of like beating a proverbial dead horse. And so they had to have something new and more scary. And so they've been playing around with monkeypox. And that's the new mainstream narrative of what you need to be afraid of next. I wonder, is that why people are wearing their face diapering in grocery stores again? I see a lot of people wearing them, and even gloves. Monkeypox? I thought that was a sexually transmitted STD, primarily among homosexual men, though they're telling us that it is leaking out from heterosexual prostitutes. Whatever. Then, let me put it this way. If that's how we get it, then most people that do not hang around being homosexual or hanging around with prostitutes, then they're at no risk. So how does this become such a global crisis unless we have some really immoral people running around on the globe, spreading sexually transmitted diseases among each other? And we're supposed to worry about this. I know I sound a little hard, but I'm sorry. Is this the best the WHO can do? But then again, look at the reprobates in charge, and probably it makes good sense to them. When you're delusional, you think delusional things, and you think those delusional things are truthful and normal. Now, another seemingly unrelated story. A California appeals court limits privacy rights of online messages. Now, what's that mean in total? The ruling challenges the long-held assumption about digital privacy, now broadening access to your data without a warrant. Why do you think I keep telling people, and I said it in the first segment to churches, stop using certain free stuff? You're going to find out that Google will be thrilled to pass along your emails to the government. Especially when they can just ask and they don't even have to have a warrant to do so. Do you really think that your data is safe? This battle is going to be a major privacy rights issue. And it decides which stored communication acts, you know, how it protects the user data. It'll probably be headed to the Supreme Court of California, and then we'll see how it does. But this is the desire of many of the leftist lunatic governments. They want to be able to pry into everything about you. They want to know what you're thinking. They want to know what you feel about every topic. They want to be able to jail you if they think that you think the wrong way. This is what we're coming down to. And artificial intelligence will be able to scan everything you write and say and think online and determine that you are a threat to democracy. Well, time will tell how that's going to play out. Another unrelated story, but related. A German study now links COVID shots to a surge in vital organ damage among children. Now, we told you how many times on this program had experts, doctors that lost their licenses telling the truth. That's how bad it became in 2020, 2021, under the Biden communist administration, you know, Commie Kamala, under that Nazi administration, and that's what it is. They were demanding you take an experimental shot. They lied to you. Their propaganda was, hey, you get the shot, you never get COVID. And after you've had your shot, take off your face diaper and you can live like a normal free person again. And yet doctor after doctor, research organization after research organization being shut down by mainstream media, being shut up by fascist book, being shut up by YouTube, being shut down by Google. Those slime balls suppress the truth. And how many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people have died because of it? And who will be held accountable? And now we're finding out that we were saying on this program, the experts were telling you, children do not need this vaccine. It provides far more dangers than any protection. And then we discovered, and we said it on this program long before it came out, that we were already seeing that this vaccine was not stopping you from getting or spreading COVID. And the media, the lying slimeball media was saying, oh, they're just breakthrough. It's so rare that it's breakthrough infections. You know, get your vaccine today. Even the slime buckets over at Fox News. People that I used to respect were pushing you to get this stuff. They sold their souls for government money. Yeah, I'm sorry. There are people at Fox News that sat there on their sofas looking at you in the afternoon, telling you to hurry and get your vaccine so you can be safe from COVID-19 and you won't die. Yes, we should vaccinate all these six-month-old kids. Yeah, 6 months of age. Researchers have now discovered, and they've issued a warning to the public after finding direct links, between the mRNA shots and vital organ damage among children. They found that the Pfizer mRNA injection is responsible for skyrocketing cases of immunoglobulin G4-related disease in children ages 5 to 11. It causes inflammatory damage inside the body and can damage very vital internal organs. And this is going to have, you're talking kidneys, you're talking bile ducts, and you're talking the liver, the pancreas. Yeah, sure, we protected our kids from COVID that never were at risk from COVID, and now we're killing them with a vaccine they should never have taken. But then again, if you dare challenge that narrative a couple of years ago, you're a fake news person. You need to be canceled. You need to be silenced. You are dangerous to democracy. And then on and on it went. And these same people that are so determined to have such power over your lives, like in New Zealand, their new pandemic plan will bring martial law forced vaccinations. Yeah. According to the plan, the Minister of Health will have full power to detain, isolate, quarantine, and vaccine you. Jab you. Anytime there's a public health scare that they decide is good to increase their power to make you a slave. And they will pay off pharmaceutical companies are going to make lots of money, so they're going to be doing it willingly, because they're delusional and they are hungry for money and power. Like clockwork. Like clockwork. New Zealand, they've been one of the worst on the globe. They're going to be worse again. Australia to follow, and Europe, and every Democrat governor and an idiotic Democrat mayor in a blue dying city is going to think this is the best. Say, hey, detain, isolate, quarantine, let's do it. Let's do it some more. Let's be like, you know, Tim Walz. Let's get the police out there firing paintballs at people standing in their doorway, nowhere near the streets, because they're a threat because of COVID-19. This is the cult of COVID. This is the cult of demons. Tim Walz belongs to a church, Pilgrim Lutheran Church, an ELCA church. It's a apostate, demon-filled, antichrist establishment. By the way, don't send me the misquote. I hate to defend Walz on this, but when he made the statement, we cannot have churches filled, it was not like today. It was during COVID when he was in the COVID crazy. We didn't, no church, not even his demonically possessed one was allowed to meet, you know, let's be honest. So everything was being shut down, everything except the liquor stores, the marijuana stores, and the big box stores, and anybody else that played ball with Democrats. They were allowed to be open. This is the world in which we live. Then one more story. Evangelicals for Harris. They want us to believe that Kamala is a faithful and committed Christian. I didn't know faithful and committed Christians worship Moloch and rip babies out of the womb, destroy the genitals of young children, prepubescent children, with chemicals and surgery. I didn't know that that was a Christian value. I didn't know that defying what is in the scripture and rejecting it was something that Christians do. But apparently it is, and I must be missing something here. The evangelicals for Biden. What a bunch of sickos. They're Moloch-worshipping, Gaia-worshipping, Ishtar-worshipping pagans. They are not Christians. They are purely pagan. That's not the joy of Christ you see on their face. It is the laugh of Satan you're seeing on their face. The delusion. And you got all these churches now. And here's the other part. As vice president, Harris has a respect for all the faith traditions. She thinks that they're all the same, whether it's, you know, the Hindu relatives in India. Yeah, that's her mama's side. She's one of those globalists that really believe in the coexist concept of a one world religion. It's absurd. There is no multi-faith, all roads lead to heaven system out there. And she's pushing for it. The globalists want to have you live in fear. They want to control the media. They want to control what you're allowed to say, do, and think. Even online, in Europe, they now have the ability to say, you know, back 7 years ago, you wrote this on Facebook. It was a terrible thing. You need to go to prison for what you said 7 years ago. This is where it's heading. And if the demonic ticket that comes out of Chicago this week, and I'll just leave it at that, whatever the ticket is, you never know. Not with this bunch. Yeah, it's supposedly the Harris-Walls ticket. Yet I'm noticing that even CNN and some of the mainstream media are beginning to, not think that Walls is such a good choice, but we'll see. I mean, they could ditch him along the way. And don't think it hadn't been done. I reminded myself of what happened, and it was way back in 1972, the first year that I was voting. And I was paying attention at that time. And I can remember the Democrats had chosen Tom Eagleton to be their vice president, and then they had to dump him right after the convention. They had a backroom deal and meeting in, I think, probably in Chicago, too. Who knows where they met? They met, and they decided, hey, we're going to put on Robert Sergeant Shriver and ditch Eagleton because apparently he had gone through some mental disorder, who knows, and it would have destroyed the ticket. Well, they lost anyway. McGovern did lose, and Nixon won. But, yeah, it could be done. And so if they determine that Walls could be a drag on the ticket, don't be surprised if he gets kicked off. And I still say it is not outside of the realm of possibility. It's not statistically, I wouldn't bet on it per se, but it's not out of the realm of possibility, not what we've seen the past 4 years, let me tell you. That the ticket they're advertising today may not be the ticket they put on the ballot come the fall. I don't know. I just have this weird feeling. So you have the globalist like Kamala Harris pushing the one world religion. You've got councils here in America that want to control and determine what is permitted speech and what is not. You have the California Appeals Court limiting your privacy and communications, like an email from me to you or you to me. If you're in California, they want the right to know what you said to me. New Zealand wanting to have Gestapo-like powers, just like Tim Walls did during the COVID mess in 2020, while he led his cities. And never know, that's something else. Walls, what a disgusting reprobate. What an evil-hearted, demonically influenced individual. Whether he's demon-possessed is remain, but I'd like to know. And I say that not being flippant. These people are so evil to the core, it would not surprise me if there are legions of demons inhabiting each one because of the insane things that come out of their mouth. They enjoyed the power. Gretchen Whitmer did up in Michigan, and she's another one that would love to be president. All of those that just, I think that they really got turned on, literally, with that power over you. You can't buy this at the store, but you can buy that. I'm going to let you do this, but you can't do that. I think they really relished in that power. and it went to their sick little heads. And they revealed just how evil they are. And yet the media backs them up. Those that want something for nothing, those that are more concerned about killing babies in the womb than what is right and good. I mean, it's funny. It's not the idea of abortion is not the biggest concern of Americans. It really isn't. It's way down on the bottom of the list. The cost of health care is down on the bottom. But what are the two things that they're pushing? Abortion and health care. They ignore the border. They ignore the economy. They ignore the loss of freedom. They ignore all of that. They don't want to talk about it because they want more loss of freedom. They want more control of everything. They want you to believe in the lie of climate change as well. That's a program I'll do again. I looked at a list of those that push the climate change narrative versus the people that are Nobel Prize winning scientists that say it's a bunch of nonsense. Once again, one of those stories that lie. They talked about storms and hurricanes and wildfires and how much they're up in the last 30 years. Wow. The last 30 years, it's got really bad. It must be man-made climate change. And yet our CO2 emissions are lower today than they were 30 years ago. So don't sell me this lie. It's been going down consistently for 30 years. But no, we're told that it's an existential crisis. No, it's a crisis if they use it to bang you over the head to get power. And too many people are just not seeing it. And we're told, by the way, we've had some unusual solar activity on the sun. And these same clowns try to tell you that the sun has no influence on our climate on Earth. It's just a heavier than air gas called CO2, causing a greenhouse effect and climate change. They're lying. We have enough. Read a story the other day. The United States has a between 200 and 400 year reserve of natural gas to meet all of our needs. It could even power the electric generators and power plants to charge all the electric cars. But no, they want wind and solar that just fills landfills with broken parts and toxic chemicals. That's what they want. It shows they don't care about the environment. They don't care about reliable power and energy. They care about just control over you. They'll have their natural gas. They'll have their gas stoves. But you will live with wind and solar and your little golf cart in your 15-minute city. That's the goal. Tying it all together. Fear, monkeypox. Stolen elections, monkeypox. More fear, riots in the streets. Who knows what'll happen this week? Spying on you, limiting what you're allowed to say and think, and then watching the next crisis, the next demand, the next loss of freedom, the digital ID, the vaccine passport. If this convention sends out another evil ticket and it wins in the fall, the United States as we know it is dead and over and done. It'll be, in my opinion, irredeemable. Because there are two factors, a little bit of cheating and the fact that we have enough delusional people that are no longer Christians, that are believing and willingly believing the lie. This is the new battleground. Your neighbors may go to some church, but it's a delusional anti-Christ church. Or they don't go to church at all and they live for themselves and they're living the lie. They have been given over to the delusion that killing a baby or letting a baby die after birth is doing the will of God. Yeah, their god Moloch, their god Ishtar, and other pagan gods that are just recycled and more powerful today than they were 2,000 and 3,000 years ago. All in the name of science, and we give reverence to evil. unrestricted. This idea of unrestricted abortion, defunding the police, gender confusion, somehow this is supposed to be Christian according to Kamala Harris? No. It's the spirit of Antichrist. And our days, I believe, are increasingly numbered. Do you believe in our mission and ministry here at Truth to Ponder? I know I come to you every week and tell you this and every day. But as we get ready to enter year number 5, we can only do it with your support. And I know it's hard in this terrible economy given to us by a terrible, evil government. I get it. But if you would you make that check or money order payable today to Ancient Word Radio? By the way, you can support us at the website truth2ponder.com. We use Give, Send, Go. Or make that check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319, P.O. Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319, and we will see you again tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.